Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
6:06. And I'm trying to think, what is it Wednesday? I mean,
it's Wednesday, Mike. It's I don't know. It's hump day. I don't like hump day. I don't like that whole thing. I don't know why.
It was Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday. Oh, it's not anything today.
And then something Tuesday.
It's Go Broke Wednesday. Oh, that's what okay. It is, Mike.
You know what? We'll take that.
It's I'm Broke Wednesday. That's what it is.
Like every day of the week had to have a nickname.
Do you know, today is actually letter writing day, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's too cute. I've started getting Christmas cards and I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. People write. They write a little bit in there. Uh-huh. I don't mean the holiday letter that
right.
They print out. I mean, they write in there.
Yeah.
And I love that.
My two sisters still do that. They'll buy a card.
Yeah.
And then they'll write a bunch of stuff.
I love that. That's really cool. I absolutely love that. Yeah, I don't even know. Things keep popping up on Facebook, everywhere else. It's like, oh, I need that.
Yeah.
How did you guys know I needed that?
It's like I told you off the air a couple of days ago. Is it amazing that everything I would want for Christmas is right there on Facebook?
Yeah.
If my kids have any idea of what I would care for.
Yeah. I know.
Just have to click and buy.
Can I say this? I already got your Christmas present.
Really?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yes, I did. And you're going to love it.
Amazing.
It is exactly as Chandler would say. Amazing.
Wow. Yep, sunshine today going to be high in the upper 60s. Maybe a little breezy tomorrow with a chance of rain. Low 60s. The high 45 now. By the way, I know what I'm getting you. I just haven't done it yet.
Oh, God. No, I had to kind of... go
flip things around
a little.
And, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate it. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Oh my gosh, you know what? Some show cancellations. I have got to fill you in. Very important.
All right, we'll find out what those are, plus a lot more after Talking Heads.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So listen up, people, and I'm sure we'll mention it again. Justin Timberlake has canceled his show here in Las Vegas Saturday night. We gave tickets away. Hang on to those tickets. Hang on to those.
He's postponed basically.
Yes, he has.
Not canceled, postponed.
Well, right. He will move the date. He'll reschedule it. But he's still having those vocal cord issues. This concerns me a lot.
Yeah.
But he's got bruised vocal cords. So the show Saturday night is canceled. We'll keep you up to date. As soon as we know the new date, we will absolutely let you know.
And the tickets you bought or won will still be honored.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Now, on the flip side, Salt-N-Pepa and, of course, DJ Spin.
Yeah.
They're grateful to all of their fans for their support on their first ever hip-hop residency here in Las Vegas. But they've had to cancel their dates as well. Yeah, yeah. December 6th through the 17th. I know. Their performances will resume in January 17th. But they also needed to take some time off. They've been touring for the last 3 years. They've been going, they do those shows, those 90s shows. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of a case of, we are pooped.
Yeah.
But,
we're not kids anymore.
No, exactly. Oh, my God. Salt-N-Pepa hair at this point. Man. Sheesh. And Adam Levine, he in an interview said, I wonder what happened to rock music? What has happened to rock and roll music?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't really exist anymore. And I say, you know what? Just listen to some Maroon 5. You'll hear what happened to rock music. Exactly. The creator of SpongeBob SquarePants has passed away. This is sad. His name was Steven Hillenburg. Died of complications from ALS. Was diagnosed just last year. 57 years old.
Wow.
57
so
years
young.
Old.
And,
I know.
And so
I know
creative.
It.
I mean.
I know. That's
I can't even imagine all the stuff that ran through his head.
I know. Oh, God. I know it. Yeah. I know it. On the flip side, some good news. Rita Moreno. Oh, my gosh. We might have to pull out some West Side Story music. So she's one of those EGOT winners. An Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, a Tony.
Mm-hmm.
She won the Oscar, of course, for West Side Story. She's going to be cast in the Steven Spielberg remake of West Side Story.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it sounds like she's going to play, in the store, Doc.
Yeah.
Remember the store owner? It sounds like she's going to play him, who was a very fair man, wanted everyone just to love each other. So, yeah, I mean, she's not going to play, you know, Anita, which would be cool because those legs in America. Yeah. Oh, man.
That has to be kind of weird for her.
I know it. Exactly. She's thrilled. She's absolutely thrilled. At like 85 years old, this is so cool. And she still looks
so she's going to play the old man part.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Perfect.
That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Just reading how everybody's getting sick now with the cold, flu, and all that other gunk going around.
Yeah, there sure is. I got a few friends who are really sick. Mm.
Knock on wood. We've been pretty healthy on this show. However, having said that, this morning we thought we'd call in. I don't know. I know people's voices change when they call in sick.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's not like their normal voice.
No. No. You gotta sick it up.
Yeah, you gotta sick it up a little bit. Uh-huh. So I thought what we'd do this morning is give you our best sick voice.
Yeah.
What it would be like if we called in sick.
I like that. All right,
so the first person on the phone is John. This is if John would call in sick.
Okay.
Here you go.
Hey, I hope you can hear me. I'm not really, really feeling well. I went to bed really early last night. I wasn't feeling that well after I ate. And then when I got up this morning, when I alarmed off, I said, sorry, just really, I don't know what it is. I just aching all over. I've got a terrible headache. I'm hot, cold. I'm under the covers. I'm sweating like crazy. I just,
oh God.
As you can tell, I really can't talk, which, you know, kind of a key part of what we do. So I'm probably not going to make it in today. Mitch will have to do the news, but maybe tomorrow on Friday I'll be better, but maybe not.
All right. Very good.
Maybe not. Maybe, maybe not.
All right. So that's John. Here is my sick voice. If I were to call in sick,
okay,
this is what it would sound like. Listen to this.
Hey, listen, I don't think I'm going to make it in today. I just don't feel well. I don't know what it is. Maybe something I ate or whatever. But I'm not going to come in today. So I already called Bob Bishop. He's not real happy, but it is what it is. So I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay home this today, and hopefully maybe be in tomorrow. If not, at least by Friday. So or even next Monday. I don't know. So all right, take care. Bye.
Wow. We all got used to that long weekend last weekend that we apparently won it again.
Interesting.
Okay, and last but not least, this is what Carla would sound like if she called in sick.
Hey, Mike, no, I'm actually just feeling really, really crappy. I don't know what happened. My throat is just killing me. I just feel horrible. Excuse me, I'm sorry about that. I'm probably not going to come in. I think I'm just going to stay in bed.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So I hope that's cool, at least a day. I may need to.
Everybody's tacking on more days.
Oh, yeah.
I know, it's like, wait, well, it's Wednesday,
might still be contagious just because I'm feeling better tomorrow.
Oh, she was actually dying right there. Just vote right now. Who has the best sick voice on this morning show?
Oh, my God.
Between myself, John, and Carla. Woo! You know, text in your vote at 702-739-9636. Start it right now. People texting in their vote on who has the best sick voice on this show.
Yes, we got a John. I totally believe Carla. Sue says Mike all the way. Somebody else says Jean said Carla. Robin said Carla. Oscar winning performance.
You might be the runaway winner here.
Somebody else said Carla for sure. I'd give her till she feels better, Mike.
Well, you know what? Knowing you as I do, that might be a while.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be longer than those 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And one other person, Carla sounded the best. A little more believable.
Really?
Mike sounded a little bit like he was faking to me.
What?
So I might have to question his intentions.
I thought I sounded pretty good.
I don't think I'm going to make it in today. I just don't feel well.
Wow. 702-739-9636. This band, as far as we know, is still showing up Friday night. T-Mobile Arena. It's Fleetwood Mac. Don't stop. 96.3 KKLZ, where the next clue in the Jingle Bell Rock Contest going to be revealed a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning. Not to mention your first of 5 puzzle pieces being handed out tonight over at the Shady Grove Lounge. at the Silverton Casino Hotel. That's going to happen 6 to 7 o'clock tonight for 1 hour only.
Cool.
Your first of five puzzle pieces.
My.
That will help you locate the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock and hopefully take home $10,000 and that $2,500 gift card to shop for Aaron Layla Jewelers.
Sweet.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 7:07. Mostly sunshine today. Maybe a chance of rain tomorrow. A little breezy. High in the low 60s, 45 now. And the voting continues, by the way, on the Sick Voices. We'll get back to that here in a couple of minutes. A few things we think you should know. Carla will have that for you after Queen. Queen, we will rock you. We are the champions. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. 7:12. Here you go. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
You know, we poke fun at them, but don't. A new study says millennials do more good deeds than any other generation.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you're talking like our Shayla.
Mm-hmm.
Now Wendy's too old, I think. Listen to me. But yeah, they do more good deeds.
Oh, okay.
Charity, things like that.
Well, good
than
for
any
them.
Other generation. Well, we're just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We're just jaded. I think we did okay.
Mm-hmm.
But we were more the generation of excess and greed, I think.
Oh.
Hey, the dating website, it's called Clover. They analyzed 3.5 million dating profiles. Found out, and we knew this, but it's pretty much stuck. Most popular first date location, Starbucks. Number two is Chick-fil-A, Mike.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Gonna go on that first date at Chick-fil-A. Oh, it gets better. 3, In-N-Out Burger. 4, Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
And number 5 is Panera.
Huh.
So, I know. So, I'm thinking
White
that's
Castle
that
didn't
first
make the
meeting.
List.
No, they did not make the top 10. No.
Oh, doggone it.
But 7-Eleven was number 17 on the list. So.
Wow.
Let him not date that guy.
Yeah.
And Starbucks has a new drink for the holidays. It's called the Juniper Latte, and it's supposed to taste like Christmas in a cup. Listen to that. You know what? Give me some other music.
Okay.
Listen to this. Our signature espresso and steamed milk mingle beautifully with juniper syrup. This beverage has a light pine-like flavor with delightful citrus undertones. We cap this latte with velvety foam and accentuate the remarkable flavor with a dusting of pine citrus sugar. That is your juniper latte.
Wait a second. As opposed to your sick voice.
Hey, Mike, no, I'm actually just feeling really, really crappy. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened.
I'm a thespian.
Is that what you are?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm calling
thespian.
It.
Thespian.
Yes.
Thespian.
With a T-H.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, no, I'm actually just feeling really, really crappy. I don't know what happened.
It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
As we were getting off the air yesterday, we started talking about this with Wendy. Wonder how many other people have been caught in this situation where you're basically asked to do somebody else's job.
Yes.
You might be a customer in a store or a shop.
Right.
Or something.
Yeah.
And somebody asks you, basically, who works there.
Yes.
To do their job. The example being, Wendy was in line, I guess, checking out. And the cashier told her, would you turn around and tell that guy behind you that you're the last one? I'm not going to cash him out.
I'm closed. She didn't turn off her light, but she was closing.
And so Wendy did. Wendy turned around and said, hey, listen, I've been told to tell you. And the person got an attitude with Wendy.
He was a douche.
I said, why would you do that? Why would you do somebody else's job?
Yeah.
That's the cashier's job.
I know. It just hit me a couple weeks ago. I brought something. I had a wrong item at the register. And I said, oh, man, I want it like a different size.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe she'd get the guy to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, do you want to go get it? I'll just hold on to your stuff. I was like, well, no.
Not if I don't
have
to.
Get it? Can he get it? You're ringing me up already. So, because I had to go back. I had to go back in line.
Well, with Wendy's situation, like I said, the guy started, arguing with Wendy.
Yeah.
Going, I'm not going to put off.
And then... Then, of course, Wendy, in her very Wendy-like way, said to the cashier, you know what? I don't want to do your dirty work for you.
Right. That's what that is. Yes. How many else feel the same way? If somebody says that, to you,
right?
How many times would you say, "Hey, listen, I don't even work here."
Right.
That's your job.
And you know, and that begs that question too. You know, they have self-check,
right?
Which is cool. And Wendy and I were discussing the fact that I like to still go to somebody because I want them to have their jobs,
right?
But if I'm going to have to do your job anyhow, I'm just going to self-check, and everything's going to be a banana. I'm telling you right now.
Is that what it's going to be? Banana. Anybody else? How do you feel about this? 702-739-9636. Text or call. Have you ever been put in that situation where you end up doing somebody's job? Jeez. You're just a customer.
Yeah.
And somebody will say, hey, do you mind? This happened to Wendy a couple of days ago. The cashier said, would you turn around and tell that guy behind you? I'm not going to check him out.
Yeah,
you're the last one. 702-739-636. Yeah, the guy starts talking back to Wendy like she works there or something.
Yeah. This was interesting. I got a text from a cashier, and she said, listen, here's a little something from a cashier at a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you guys could get off your cell phones when we're trying to check you out.
Oh, that bugs me.
And I get it. You know what? We need to go to that side and see what drives you nuts as well.
I brought this up before.
I hate that.
I hate it when people in front of me don't realize they have to pay for the groceries.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. This is the first time you've been to the store?
Uh-huh. That they're all checked out.
Oh,
they're in the bags are bagged, and they're in the shopping cart so they can roll. And all of a sudden, it's whatever amount.
Yeah. Got your Vons card? Oh, wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Wait, how about my phone number? Oh,
try
wait, that
this number.
Is, oh,
yeah.
It might be dead. Wait, let me think if it's this one.
Honey?
I'd rather have somebody write a check in front of me.
Oh, and that too. That too. Because, well, whatever.
Got it's Lalo. Lalo's on the phone. Has this ever happened to you?
I was teaching one year, and the special ed teacher left a special ed student in my classroom, and her reply was, well, he's doing a better job with him.
Oh.
Well, it's against the law besides that, but
he's just in my class now.
Wow.
Oh, can you switch, you know, any student, or is that against the law, just to switch students from one class to another?
They tend to not want to because they want, you know, the students and the parents to not have control. You know, if they're not happy, you know, then everybody's going to want to move. But it's up to the principal if they move them. But it's not against the law. But a special ed student has to see a special ed teacher.
And that's what you're not.
And I was not.
Right.
Oh, that's great. That's
I did a great job.
See, that's the ultimate of doing somebody else's job.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just waiting to hear from a surgeon now. Yeah, I had somebody just, you know what, poke at themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Someone else take out that sponge, please.
Yeah. Man.
Have a good day, buddy.
Wow.
You too. Bye-bye.
Will you be the one that finds the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock? $10,000 plus that $2,500 gift card. Shop over at Aaron and Layla Jewelers for the holidays. The first of three clues. Kind of coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Make sure you're listening for that. Also, don't forget the first of five puzzle pieces being released today.
Right.
What is it? Six to seven. 6 to 7 o'clock. Shady Grove Lounge. That's going to be over at the Silverton, of course, where we had the pre-party, the kickoff party.
Right.
So,
a lot of fun.
That will help you locate the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock once it's hid on December 14th. So make sure all the details about Jingle Bell Rock, by the way, on our website, 96.3kklz.com, or download the free KKLZ app. Sunshine today, going to be nice, high in the upper 60s. Chance of rain tomorrow.
Oh, stop.
A little windy, high in the low 60s.
Oh.
It's about 47 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Axl Rose canceled, well, part of a show. I'll tell you the real reason it happened.
All right, more on that and other stories next.
We got it, your first clue of the morning. Good luck. Hiking can be fun, but it won't be historic.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Hiking can be fun, but it won't be historic. There you go. So listen up. Beginning December 14th, you be the first one to find Jingle Bell Rock. Return it to us. You will win $10,000. It's really that simple. And I know a few people already are saying, I know exactly where it is. Yeah. I've gotten the texts. Next clue, Wendy Rush will have at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Be sure to visit the Silverton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. And you need any more information, just download the free KKLZ app if you haven't done it already. Or go to 96.3KKLZ.com for more info.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3KKLZ.
So Kylie Jenner, number one on a Forbes list of the highest paid celebrities under 30. She only made roughly $167 million over the past year.
Wow.
$167 million.
Doing what?
I don't know. She has like a makeup line and all of that.
I see. I
don't
okay. know.
Listen, whatever you want to say about the Kardashian Jenners, it seems like everything they touch turns to, you know, cash.
Yeah.
Man alive. Others on the list, Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, and The Weeknd.
Who?
So, The Weeknd. The Weeknd.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, the musical artist, The Weeknd.
Oh.
You like The Weeknd. I think you
like
The Weeknd.
Do I like The Weeknd?
I thought you did.
Is that the guy with the funky hair that...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's him. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The Weeknd. Yeah, okay. There you go.
I know that.
Guns N' Roses.
Uh-oh.
They were in Abu Dhabi. Their show was cut short. Now, the story was Axl Rose was ill. Some are saying, no, he and Slash apparently had, like, a huge fight before going on stage.
Ooh.
Sources quoted by several news outlets as saying Axl and Slash had an almighty tear-up over money. They were late to the stage. Axl made like he'd been ill all day, couldn't do the full set. He did about half a show. Yeah, okay. I know. Yeah, exactly. So,
Axl, you okay?
Hey, I hope you can hear me. I'm not really, really feeling well.
Okay. You're not coming
Poor
in?
Axl.
Went to bed really early last night. I wasn't feeling that well after I ate. And then when I got up this morning, when I alarmed off high school.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
weak,
good.
Weak, Axl. Weak. Very weak. Your sick voice. Very weak.
Is that Axl? I don't know.
They were supposed to have, like, VIPs backstage, and he didn't want to do that either, so they didn't get to do that.
Well, that's too bad.
Get over yourselves, GNR. And boy, Mike, can you believe we're up to season 4 of Fuller House?
What?
Neither can I.
Who said it wouldn't last?
Yeah. Oh, it's lasting, and people get excited because it is returning to Netflix December 14th.
Huh,
all right.
We'll figure.
And I watched the trailers because cute John Stamos is going to... God, he's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Even as a dad, he's even cuter now.
Well, he's older. He's married. He's got kids.
Yes, yes. He has no life now whatsoever.
Nope.
Fuller House, December 14th on Netflix. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
First hour of the show, Graham. We actually did this. Everybody is getting the flu, cold, and stuff like that.
Yes.
Seems to be going around that gunk. And so we thought we'd give you our best call-in sick voice. Because
yes.
Everybody's voice changes when they're calling in sick.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah. First of all, you're sick, allegedly.
Well, yeah. But I think you even change it up even more when you're sick. But when you're not sick.
Listen to John Schaefer's sick voice.
Hey, I hope you can hear me. I'm not really, really feeling well. I went to bed really early last night. I wasn't feeling that well after I ate. And then when I got up this morning, when I alarmed off, I said, sorry, just really, I don't know what it is. I just aching all over. I've got a terrible headache. I'm hot, cold. I'm under the covers. I'm sweating like crazy. As you can tell, I really can't talk.
That's good.
So this is my sick voice.
Hey, listen, I don't think I'm going to make it in today. I just don't feel well. I don't know what it is. Maybe something I ate or whatever, but I'm not going to come in today. So I already called Bob Bishop. He's not real happy, but it is what it is. So
see, why didn't I get style points for that?
Because I've heard you sick. And that's how you sound like sick and sad. You sound really down because you're sick.
Well, because I am.
I know.
I'm sick and sad.
That was good.
And we've asked people to vote. You could text in your vote. Yeah. Just text it to 702-739-9636. Who has the best sick voice? Call in sick voice. This so far is the front runner. And I have to say, this was a great performance. Listen to Carla's.
Hey, Mike. No, I'm actually just feeling really, really crappy. I don't know what happened. My throat is just killing me. I just feel horrible. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
So, I'm probably not going to come in. I'm just going to stay in bed. Sorry about that. So I hope that's cool. At least a day. I may need two.
Yeah.
We all needed 2 days.
Yeah, everybody just keeps tacking on more and more days.
We're all looking at the count. What is today? Yeah, is I'll something? Need two.
So if you want to call in your vote or still text in your vote, 702-739-9636. All right, I played the calling in sick voices again. By the way, I dropped Bob Bishop's name for style points.
That was good.
I thought that would help.
The fact that you already called him,
right?
You were feeling bad early on.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
I thought that would help.
That was good. John threw in the Mitch. He's going to have to do the news.
We got nothing, John. We got nothing.
Of course
you
not.
You didn't. As a matter of fact, Kimberly said, Carla all the way. Teresa said, Carla was the best. John talked a little too much for someone with no voice, so she was skeptical there. Mike's was really good, too, but the coughing is what put Carla over the top.
But see, I didn't cough because I knew that would sound fake.
You guys were more authentic. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Now, somebody wrote earlier, and I don't know if I read this on the air, Robin said, Carla, for sure, I'd give her until she feels better, Mike.
Yeah. Huh. Or would we all?
How about that?
That might take a while, though, if you truly know her.
I know. I might, a couple for each of you. Yeah.
I might be sick tomorrow after all this.
No, I really am.
I really am
sick.
Well, don't have to call in, John, because I already got your message.
I was calling just like this. Hey, I'm sick and I'm not coming in.
Yeah. No coughing. Nothing else.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah. I don't feel well.
All right. Got a pair of tickets to go see Mariah Carey on Friday. Let me put the phones on hold real quick here, because we got to get through news, traffic, and weather. But it's Mariah Carey, Feb 15th, over at the Coliseum, Caesar's Palace. They're from the Keller Cooling and Heating Price Closet. So with all the success that we had yesterday with Mariah's clip that we played backwards, then we had to play it forwards, and even then nobody could get it.
So, I know. It was a big song, Yeah, I know. So now we just picked a one-hit, kind of a...
It's a one-hit wonder.
One-hit wonder. Yeah, it is.
And
it
has
is.
Nothing to do with Mariah Carey.
No, it does not. It does not.
But I'll just listen to this. It's another segment of Kazookie Wednesday. There you go.
John,
easy.
You know it?
I do know.
Okay, good. Yay.
Identify that song by title when you call in at 702-739-9636. You have tickets for Mariah Carey at Caesar's Palace, starting with caller number 9. One more time. Here it is. All right, so good luck. A chance to win those tickets for Mariah Carey with another segment of
Kazookie Wednesday.
Roger, identify by title that song we're playing on our kazoos.
Is it Hot Child in the City?
Yes.
That's it. Bonus points if you know the artist.
Yes.
Yeah, well.
No, not really.
No.
But you get bonus points, I'm sure, from your girlfriend or your wife for winning tickets to go see Mariah Carey in February at Caesar's Palace.
Nice.
So, Roger, hang on the line. We got to take down some information, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A new study found women sleep better when they're sharing their bed with a dog. Than with another person or even with a cat. The researchers found that women who share their beds with dogs went to bed earlier, kept a better sleep schedule, and got disturbed and woken up less often during the night. So,
okay, I get that.
All right.
I get that.
If you haven't seen it yet, there's an American tourist named Chris. Went hang gliding for the very first time while on vacation in Switzerland. He almost lost his life. They get running off the side of a 4,000-foot mountain
edge.
Okay,
well, that sounds
Chris
fun.
Found out, this is the worst time to find out, that he wasn't strapped in properly.
Oh, geez.
He's hanging on to the pilot with his right hand, the metal bar with his left. At one point, his hand slipped, so the pilot had to grab the guy's leg. The maneuvering continues for about 2 minutes, which I'm sure were the longest 2 minutes in this kid's life.
Wow. Okay.
Till they finally came in with a rough landing.
Rough landing?
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't have anything strapped. Come on.
That was awesome, man.
Oh, I
awesome.
Almost died. It was great.
Bring
it
extra. Did you see that?
Bring extra underwear, though. God. Here, this is a little nuts, too. Mike, women. Lots of women across the country taking part in a trend. It's called Christmas tree eyebrows. Now, we heard about the guys. They could put lights in their beards.
Yeah.
They cover their eyebrows in green glitter, and then they put little ornaments. They hang little ornaments on them and put little stickers. They put little stickers on there. That's the girl you want to date, isn't it? That's great, Trixie. That's so cute. And, oh, my gosh, this trollop, a gorilla at the San Diego Zoo, dig this, making headlines because she got pregnant. Had a baby while on birth control.
Somebody's lying.
Right, exactly. I don't know if she was just trying to get this other gorilla into bed by saying, no, it's okay, I'm taking birth control. Eloise, 37 years old, her last baby 12 years ago.
Oh, geez.
This was with her and her partner's seventh baby, or this was their seventh baby gorilla.
Two cages down, there's another gorilla just pacing back and forth.
Exactly.
Just with his hands on his head going, she told me.
She said she was on birth control. I believe her.
I wouldn't have done anything.
Of course I believed her. She said she was 37.
Yes.
I don't know how. Only had like two good gorilla eggs left in her, and I can't. Oh, man, okay. Gonna cost me a lot of bananas.
Especially
a lot of bananas.
With the Christmas holidays right around the corner.
Got seven of these. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
Every morning, we wrap up the show with a feel good story in a feature we call
Tell Me Something Good.
This is an awesome, funny story. A guy in Southeast England, Billy Higgins is his name, about mid-20s or mid to late 20s, recently signed up to donate bone marrow because he wanted to talk to a woman he saw standing in line. He thought she was pretty hot. He was crushing on her. Yeah, so he was, you know, trying to act like he was a good guy, you know, so fine and well. His bone marrow ended up saving the life of a 10-year-old boy.
Wow.
Named Rupert. Now, Rupert spent about 80 days in the hospital after he was diagnosed with a rare blood disorder. They matched this guy's bone marrow, and the transplant completely cured this kid.
Huh.
And they met for the first time. Rupert's mom got very emotional, but little twist here. Story gets a little better because Billy ended up marrying the girl he stood in line to talk to.
Wow. Well, I would think if donating, if not donating bone marrow and saving the life of a little kid doesn't get you a date at least.
Yeah, that's way better than flowers, guys. Just saying. Way better than flowers.
Yeah, I would have bought you flowers, but I was donating bone marrow.
Yes, and saving a child's life. Will you go out with me? Yeah.
I mean, I'll be okay, but that's awesome.
It's amazing to what lengths you guys will go to talk to a woman.
Very true. If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Kick it off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon. Just a couple of minutes. Sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. They got auto loans. Rates as low as 2.49%. Visit opencccu.com for details today. Don't forget anything you missed on the morning show. You can catch up and keep up. Download a podcast of the condensed version of this morning show. plus entertainment news, interviews, and more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page right there for you. Wendy Rush, she's coming in next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. By the way, don't forget, tonight, 6 to 7, Shady Grove Lounge over at the Silverton, handing out the first of five puzzle pieces that will help you locate it once we've hidden the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, man, I love it.
Take advantage of that. And by the way, Wendy Rush will have another clue for you. So you have a great day. Be kind to each other, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.